Grace, peace, and mercy are yours in the triune God. Amen. Unprecedented. It is a word I have been hearing a lot of lately. We are living through unprecedented times. The upcoming election poses unprecedented challenges to our democracy. As a public health crisis, the COVID pandemic has had an unprecedented impact upon our lives. Parents and teachers are facing the unprecedented difficulty of figuring out how to parent and educate and work all at the same time. We are living at an unprecedented moment of racial reckoning in our nation. You get the point. And it's true, of course, that these times we are living in are unprecedented. The precise contours of the challenges that we face belong uniquely to this time and place. And yet, All Saints' Day reminds us that we are not the first people throughout all of history to have faced unprecedented times. While I was attending the University of Colorado in Boulder, I grew fond of a quote that was inscribed above the entrance to the university's library. It read, "He who knows only his own generation remains always a child." We just heard a reading from the book of Revelation. We heard of an uncountable crowd of people who have survived the Great Tribulation, a tumultuous time of much suffering wrought by God's judgment against the forces of evil that defy God. They are a crowd of people from every nation and language. Perhaps they are people drawn from every time as well. The cataclysmic events of the book of Revelation point us towards the particular time that the book's writer John was living through. He was a prisoner living under the same empire that executed Jesus and destroyed the Jewish temple. It was a time when Jews and Christians could be persecuted and killed, and when extreme poverty was rampant. Surely John never dreamed of having the right to vote. Or I imagine of the generations that lived during the Black Death that wiped out 30-50% of the population in a span of 4 years in medieval Europe. Or more recently, consider the generations that have lived through civil wars, world wars, and the struggle for civil rights. The forms of our trials may truly be unprecedented, but our struggle is not. Our pain, our fear, our grief, our doubt, none of these is without precedent. Quite the opposite, in fact. Our struggle binds us together with the lives of those who went on before us. The tears which flow down our cheeks are the same as those which flowed down theirs. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day. It is a feast day in the church when we remember those we hold dear who have passed, while also giving thanks and remembering the many generations which went on before us, the masses whose names we do not know. This day reminds us how thin the veil is which separates this life from the next. We believe in a thing called the communion of saints, which means we believe in a mystical union between us and those who went on before us. And it does not erase death, because death remains all too real for those of us who have ever lost someone. But this is a union that transcends death. One of my favorite churches to visit is called St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco. It's a church that was literally built from the ground up based on the form of the liturgy. And along the ceiling of the rotunda, where they partake of communion, are painted various saints dancing in a circle with Christ at the head. They have painted their saints like Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and Eleanor Roosevelt and Galileo. And similarly, we at Highlands have paper banners on which are written the names of those who have died. And these banners adorn the walls of our sanctuary. They represent our cloud of witnesses, the communion of saints with which we join in worship. And so every time we worship, every time we participate in communion, every time we wade into the waters of our baptism, we join with our loved ones who have passed on, with every person famous for their good works, and with the millions of saints whom we have never heard of. This diverse host of people from every race and language is our heritage. They support and sustain us like roots, invisible, but just beneath the surface, holding us up. But it's not just our intimate connection with the past that All Saints' Day reminds us of. It also illumines the present in the light of the future. Just as those who went before us joined the host of countless people around the throne, so too will we. If billions of people have dealt with the difficulties of aging and have passed through death, then so can we. We have assurance that we will not be alone when we take our final breath. And when we do join that heavenly host at the throne, what sort of legacy will we be passing on? The thing that inspires me most about the saints is not that they were perfect, but rather that they are real. Even the greatest of my heroes has had serious character defects. And this reminds us that we too can be saints. It reminds us that God can do great things with imperfect people just like us. We do not know the names of most of the saints who went on before us, and yet we are what we are because of who they were. Because of their choices, both good and bad, we find ourselves where we are today. God can use our positive actions today to impact generations of people to come. God can use us to impact people who will have never heard of our names. So as we stand on the shoulders of the giants who came before us, may we honor them by living our lives to their fullest, by taking actions great and small that will lead to a more just and a more loving world. Amen.